The Sentai Review, Episode 40, 2008, Super Sentai. Another Wednesday here at Fandom Night means it's time for Sentai Reviews. So, Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Proto Guy.
Spencer Robertson.
Scott Action Jackson.
Set Level Sario.
FandomNight.com.
That's true. I've been neglecting that. You want to get a hold of the show? You want to see some more shows? You want to check out content? You want to get the RSS feed so you can take this show with you, maybe? You can take it wherever you want to go and listen to this great quality programming. You can do that on FandomNight.com. So, it is now down to Shane Butcher's name.
Engine Sentai... Go longer.
Oh, I feel like I'm gonna hate them.
2008.
Ah, RPM in America.
It's the Hot Wheel Rangers.
They actually have seatbelts on.
Hot Wheels leading the way!
No? Nobody? Okay, apparently you were all Matchbox kids.
Yeah, this is the last Ranger series that has anything to do with vehicular stuff. RPM.
They should have been vehicularly manslaughtered. I'll describe these Rangers, Bill. So we've got red, yellow, black, blue, and faded blue.
It's green.
That looks like faded blue to me. That does
Isn't
not look
that
like green.
Isn't that cyan color or what? Or cyan?
Cyan, like turquoise, teal, whatever the...
In the show?
Whatever the hell you want to call
it. Green.
Well, that's because they have no sense of color depth.
You ever think that maybe they're colorblind and you're making fun of the handicap?
Maybe I am.
Then make fun of Bill.
You can't see colors.
That's kind of true. I really can't.
All right.
You're a D-bag.
So,
I'm green deficient.
If you have to... If I had to describe these guys look like they took the seatbelts out of their cars and strapped them to their chest. They're wearing monocolored jumpsuits with yellow or black belts and boot cuffs.
Looks like white. Gil is the only girl ranger, it looks like.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's only one. They're right here at the end of their gloves. Those are...
Until we
tires.
Start flipping pictures.
What the hell's going on with the helmets?
Blue. Hang on. Shane brought a shocking revelation.
What?
You see these right here?
On their
those
gloves and their boots, their tires around their forearms and calves.
Oh!
So good! So...
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know...
Can we just rate this and move along?
I will tell you this.
Ones don't look like it though.
The blue and the green and the black come a little bit later. Obviously, it starts with these.
Are they tractor rangers?
No, actually, I don't.
He looks like a bird in the front.
Yes.
The guy in the back looks like a shark.
Yes.
He looks like the blue looks like a kitty. Is that a cat or something?
Yes.
What the hell is the yellow?
It's a turtle.
The black one looks like another wolf.
He's a wolf.
What is the yellow? What the hell is that?
She looks like a turtle. Next.
Here's the easy way to do it. Next.
What
next.
A shame
but
to get a motherfucking
turtle ranger.
I don't
know the Japanese ranger. Series, but this series, at least in R.
I'd rather be a turtle
the
than a
story star. Wasn't actually that bad. It's actually, the world they live in is pretty shitty, since it's like an apocalyptic world.
Fallout 3 Rangers, go.
There
next.
You go.
Next.
And they have
now
more.
There's like what the
gold and silver.
Oh, there's another girl.
Yeah, they got gold and silver.
Okay, I was gonna say the girl over here looks pretty.
Their
cool.
Their Zords
the
look like Pokemon.
I don't.
Please tell me that's how it's got to be hardcore fan art. God.
This is one of those Japanese images, so give it.
Take it with a grain of salt. I actually think that Gold Ranger looks cool.
Does the yellow have a fucking cell phone for battle?
No, that's their morphers.
That kind of looks like a cell phone.
Their morphers, these three right here,
Yeah.
Blue, they had the first three, their morphers are cool because there's a little lever, and they hit the lever on their morpher. RPM getting gear is what they say.
Lever. So it's not a lever. They carry a stick shift into battle.
Okay, that guy actually looks green in this picture.
Yes, because he's the Green Ranger.
So he's not Light Blue Ranger anymore.
No, he's.
I don't think Gold or Silver Rangers look bad at all.
No, they come in.
No,
they come in later.
The ones that actually look good.
They come in later, so yeah.
Next.
Oh, weapons!
Holy shit, Blue!
Damn!
And look at Green's.
Green has a pizza paddle, so he makes pizza while the others fight.
That's nice.
Blue Ranger blows you to shit. He doesn't care. Yeah, Black Ranger's got a gun. Blue Ranger's got a fucking bazooka.
The two add-ons got shanky weapons.
They got reskinned dragon daggers.
The Yellow Ranger has a cell phone adapter.
I told you!
I'm gonna call my friends, and we're gonna go to the mall.
So she's gonna call people and be like, dude, there's a fight! And then the Blue and Black are gonna shoot. And they're going to cover the shankers while the shankers are shanking.
The red ranger's got a sword.
The red is going to do epic poses with his sword, and then the green's going to make us pizza.
That's an axe, the Green Ranger.
That's a pizza paddle.
Yeah. I know it's an axe, but it looks like a pizza paddle.
And in our series, the Yellow Ranger's family was loaded, so she can be a cell phone.
Now look at this, though. Okay? You can't tell me. This Gold and Silver Ranger don't look 100 times better than the rest of these people on this team.
You're right. I can't tell you that, because they do.
That's what I'm saying. They actually
are the cooler looking.
100
ones, yes.
times better. Now watch them be like space pigs or something and ruin the whole thing. So go ahead.
Fucking tires.
They're actually people, I think.
Next.
Okay. Some more of the same old stuff.
Next.
Oh,
that is a happy robot.
The hell?
the fuck am I looking at right now?
When you get Michelle to squeak out what the fuck, you know you messed up in your Megazord, okay? So we're just going to go ahead and hit next.
What the fuck am I looking at?
I just asked that. Nobody's giving me an answer.
I guess looking inside one of the Megazords. Rangers in the back.
Nope. As you see very carefully, they are steering wheels.
They don't use them.
They don't get to sit down like the starter.
But what's with the face thing?
I would be.
Is that like their alpha?
In the Zord?
I watched like 8 episodes. I don't know.
I would quit. I would quit. That's not a joke. If I finally went to some acting classes, got my stuff together, tried out some martial arts.
We want you to be a Power Ranger.
They're like, you get to be the Red Ranger. I'm like, I'm going to be the man. They give me my costume. I'm like, oh.
All right, I can deal with this.
I'm like, this looks bad, but some Rangers that have looked bad have still had pretty good shows. So I'm going to roll with this.
Here's your helper robot.
And then if they walk me into the set after I filmed 2 episodes, I'm like, we need to get some Megazord shots. And I'm like, sweet. And they're like, sit down there. I'm like, I quit. Kill my character.
Next. Bill hates Happy Robot.
Next.
I'm going to shoot you in the back of the head.
Really? The Red Ranger is gangsta shooting?
Yep.
I want to see what their Zords actually look like.
You explain this show to me right now. Because you said it's kind of cool, post-apocalyptic world.
Well, obviously, the Japanese version's different, obviously. But
I want to know.
Literally, it's a freaking wasteland, and they all live in this freaking last haven, this big city with a dome, because a robotic army has taken over. Basically, we screwed ourselves. Technology took over.
So Sky that happened.
Humanity
and
has
Power
been how it sounds like humanity's been like wiped out, and they got.
So they're
one,
from the future in our show.
They're in the,
or at least
the
an alternate.
I would like to say alternate timeline.
Okay.
And they all live.
So let's say that the alternate timeline, just for speculation, the Zeo lost to the Machine Empire.
I like that idea because there is machines and they're outside. Because
nothing says that Mondo would still be in control. Somebody could have overthrown him.
But yeah, outside the city is nothing but a waste.
I do have to say this though: as stupid as this pose is, and the Red Ranger being thug, in an actual foreground, the suits don't look as bad as they do when you're just looking at them on a plain background. I have to give them that. Like, the suits aren't great, but...
The Yellow Ranger needs to turn around, because the Black Ranger's about to pop her in the head.
And she's going to shoot the Red Ranger in
the
back
like,
of his head.
I can't take this shit no more!
Look, you see it
she's always on
see
her phone!
Bang, dead!
She's always on the phone!
Bang, dead!
She probably can't
Bang,
pull the
dead.
Trigger!
Well, that's because he's gangsta, so she's going to get rid of him.
And, these two
and then he's irritated because he's like, hang up the phone. We're getting our asses kicked.
Next. He is happy.
This is no better.
Hey,
even without the stupid
this
face.
Listen, all
it's
right.
The Power Rangers telephone.
Just because they went to... just because they went to Jillian's and they're playing that stock car game at Jillian's.
Bill,
but listen.
They're taking your call.
Donate to their poke-apocalyptic world.
We need your money to help.
What but is with the Green Ranger?
He's laughing.
Yeah. In our series, he's supposed to be the comedic relief.
Oh, good.
And he
that
failed.
Makes all kinds of sense.
Anyway,
next
out of the Megazord.
I just want you guys to know that the Red Ranger is the leader. Repeat, he is the leader.
Well,
let's play
the fact that
he is number
blue,
one.
Yellow, black, and green all have numbers on their fucking chest to dictate rank once again.
Hey guys,
because we're all so fucking stupid we can't tell.
Hey guys, let's play a rousing game of guess the main character.
Yeah.
No, Shane, it's not the Rhinoceros Ranger. We're gonna keep moving on.
Next. Damn it!
And we're back.
Someone farted and made an explosion, and it was great! Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Who is the coolest Ranger?
Gold.
Silver.
Ooh, Silver.
Thank you, Jerry. Disembodied voice.
Gold.
That's right, Fat Man.
So far, we're tied.
We love gold!
Gold.
Yes!
Silver. There. Now
there.
The only two cool people get to be the cool Rangers.
Now, hang on a second. Let me dictate something here.
Go ahead.
If she had a say, it'd be Silver. We win.
Keep going.
Michelle's our tiebreaker. Anyway.
I'm fine with
that
as long as none of them got a vote.
Here's my thing. The regular cast, the first five, don't look anywhere as cool as the Gold and Silver. They all look better than Bucket Hand Ranger. That was a couple of episodes ago, but they all look better than onesie jumpsuit pajama rangers with bucket hands. But yes, Gold and Silver are the best.
Two.
Yeah, it's time to rate these people.
Gold and Silver.
Those were some of the best Pokemon games.
Yep, and guess what? I own Silver, so.
Calculator, Shane says two. Scott.
If I was only doing it for the Gold and Silver.
You're not. You're doing it
for
everybody.
You're also grading tires on wrists and feet, Rangers.
Hey, they're safe. They wear seatbelts everywhere they go.
It's true. And they're still fucking crashing.
Plus two. Seth.
1.5, because the only thing saving them is the extra Rangers.
2.1.
I gotta be different.
We ain't playing no fucking Wheel of Fortune.
$1!
Price is right here. He's like $1.01. And that guy that bid a dollar looks over like, fuck you. Kill yourself.
Your turn, Bill. I'm going to go last. Your turn.
Five. No, I'm
fine. Well, you almost got a water bottle to the back.
You almost got a lot of things on the side of the head.
I did.
I think Scott's taking his shoes off. You better pick a
I think
answer.
These guys get two.
I'm going to give him a 2.5. Middle ground. They're not the worst I've seen, but they're definitely not the best that I've seen. So, divide that by 6. 2.02.
They barely deserve that.
Gold and silver give them a 2.02.
These guys were awful looking.
But they scored higher than Scoopy Bucket Hands.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.